Morning, Dr. Stern, dictating a 1280 kg on patient Edward Bohm, B-O-H-M. On 5/20/25, Mr. Bohm performed a 1280 kg period. Patient is in normal sinus rhythm with an occasional premature atrial contraction period. QRS complexes are normal, T waves normal, period of pyrographic impression. PAC is otherwise normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Anthony Riccardi. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 5/20/25, Mr. Riccardi performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than one. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. In paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I-E, Dunlop, D-U-N-L-O-P. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 5/20/25, Mrs. Dunlop performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 451 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jimmy Christine Dement, D-E-M-E-N-T. This goes to Lorena Mauney, RNP. On 5/20/25, Ms. Dement performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient walked 279 meters, but was impaired due to back pain, period. Saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. Paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jana, J-A-N-A, Cruz, C-R-U-S-E. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/20/25, Mrs. Cruz performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient achieved 391 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James E. King. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 5/20/25, Mr. King performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. With some component of obstruction, period. His air velocity index was greater than one, period. FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, he only demonstrated severe restriction, period. Next, compared to a prior study dated 2/13/25, there's been slight deterioration in forced vital capacity. The paragraph impression, severe restrictive lung disease showing mild progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Frederick Price. This goes to Lorena Mauney, RNP. On 5/20/25, Mr. Price performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. Air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The only improvement after bronchodilators of significance was the forced vital capacity, probably effort related. In a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James S. Hunt. This goes to Deborah Cobb, FNP. On 5/20/25, Mr. Hunt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period, compared to a prior study dated 1/30/25. And there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Thank you.